If we were to take this drama to the world stage, we have hidden power today. Just think ISIS and drug cartels, Boko Haram and infiltrators of police forces. I mean, really, seriously, how easy is it to create havoc? You just stick your agents in there and you immediately create the opinions that you want. Manipulate people in the direction that you want. Aren't we tired of this? This endless manipulation of us? Are we not ready to create authentic, honest lives and world, and a world that is what it appears to be, so that our children can grow up in it honestly? Infiltrators of police forces, agent provocateurs of all sorts. Or in my little micro situation, students in the low income, and they've accumulated a whole bunch of folk. And if they have done that here, they've done that other places as well. So they have utilized this tactic, the Society of December 10 tactic. It has to be a global tactic. I'm curious if others have noticed this tactic utilized around the world. See, this is why we need to organize a one-day global strike, not just to organize a one-day global strike, but to begin a process of sharing knowledge and information about the tactics power uses, so that we can share knowledge and information about the successful ways to confront those tactics. You know, I have never heard discussed this tactic, and yet it is clearly one that they have used over and over and over to great success. So they throw in a whole bunch of folk, I suppose. I mean, definitely they're trainees, they're the students they're snowing, and I mean by their students, they're Plato-loving proto-fascist duped and snowed children. And some, I imagine, older tribesmen, sympathizers, eager for action, to think there's some point to their lives beyond, you know, being the pep rally for whatever. For the human weaponry, just substitute these people for the human weaponry Marx names, plotting and planning behind scenes. They live to scheme. It's the only way they can feel smarter than everyone else, and they definitely need to feel smarter than everyone else. I mean, that's the whole point, ultimately. Force us to forfeit our gifts, slaughter and murder folks who are supremely gifted in things they cannot approximate. That is to say, earth-given, working with their brothers and sisters, you know, modeling freedom, what happens when there's no coercion, you know, modeling these things, this alternative way to be that we need to see in order to begin to do it ourselves. And we're going to obviously be continuing to come back to this. They definitely need to feel smarter than everyone else while keeping us not just ignorant of their actions. I wonder if they're going to keep that motor running for the next. I see we got 8 minutes to go. You know? Anyway, while keeping us not just ignorant of their actions, that goes without saying, but as Marx says, ignorant of the play, ignorant that there is a play going on, oblivious that we are the puppets, while the hidden adventurers, as Marx termed them, and is that not a good word to use, adventurer, for these Plato's tribesmen, out to deceive the world while designing a global stage as a house of horrors, hand us sentences drenched in blood, our own and the blood of our brothers and sisters. Continuing. only when he has eliminated his solemn opponent. When he himself now takes his imperial role seriously, and under the Napoleonic mask, imagines he's the real Napoleon, does he become the victim of his own conceptions of the world? The serious buffoon who no longer takes world history for a comedy, but his comedy for world history. And I have to comment again, it may be, it's worth our consideration, certainly, that Marx has alighted here unwittingly, as he could not see the aftermath, as we have, at a moment of initiation of the almost but one first generation Plato's tribesmen, first fruit, if not first cause, of the plan to reinvent and realize Plato's vision and handbook, the Republic. Because it seems to me this is not buffoonery, but hidden power, cracking its knuckles, experimenting, and readying itself for play on a larger stage.